heute zu Gast ist bei mir im Studio hier Lucky Maizane. Er hält morgen hier an der Uni einen Vortrag zum Thema Kohleabbau in seinem Heimatland Südafrika. Er ist Weltfestfreiwilliger vom Welthaus Bielefeld und ist bei der Group Open Globe tätig. Lucky, what is the Open Globe Group?
Oh yeah, Open Globe, yeah, it's a group of students who do kind of a political work and making awarenesses to the people.
And what do you do there?
For me, like now I work with the COSA, Coordination of Sudlish Africa. So it's a German organization. They are based in Veldhaus as well.
Mm.
So currently what we've been doing is to raise awareness about the coal import from South Africa to Germany so people can understand where the coal is coming from. Yeah.
Mm. What did you do in South Africa?
Oh yeah, in South Africa, I work as an anti-coal activist as well, yeah. So like try to oppose a further expansion of coal mining because like the region where I stay in South Africa is the main like coal hub for South Africa in a way.
Why did you want to come to Germany?
Because I was invited to come here, yeah.
By the Welthaus Bielefeld?
Yes.
And how long have you been here? How long are you staying?
Yeah, for now, yeah, around 9 months. So there are still few months now to left, 2 months and some weeks, yeah.
Mm, and then you're going back to South Africa to continue your work?
Yes, that's the plan.
Your lecture tomorrow is titled The Bliss of Ignorance, Impacts of Coal Mining in South Africa and the Role of German Investors. What are the implications of coal mining for the environment and for the people who work there?
Yeah, first, yeah, coal mining is not good for the environment, like, and second thing, like, to the health of the people. So to the environment, like, we have a problem of climate change now recently, so it's also caused by the burning of coal. And also for the health of the people, they are really affected with coal because some, they stay really close to coal mines, like 200 meters from their houses. They are really near to the coal mines. So, of course, there are many people, especially in my region, they suffer from like asthma and tuberculosis diseases. So because of these mining activities happening around them.
And the money from the mining probably doesn't go to them, to their healthcare.
Yeah, you should understand all these mining companies, they are multinational, you know. So these mines, they are like more American, some European, some they are from Australia as well. Very few they are owned by South Africans. So yeah, of course, all the profit go abroad, you know, like where they make from these coal mines as well. So it does not benefit the people at all, no.
It's also, the lecture is also about the role of Germany, of German investors. What is their role?
Yeah, first the first road is like the coal import as well, like the energy company NRV.
RVE.
Yes. Yeah, so they also import coal from South Africa as well. And also we have two coal-fired power stations which are under construction in South Africa. So there are German companies as well who are involved, and there are some German bank as well, KfW, I think, and they are also investing in coal mining in South Africa as well. So that's kind of the road, like, because Germany wants to move away from coal, but they invest to some other countries like in coal as well. So it's kind of hypocrisy somehow. Yeah. So yeah, we try to make people be aware about that. Yeah.
What do you do to make people here aware of that?
Yeah, here like we do workshops at schools and some universities and some other climate camps as well. Yeah, like, and we also have some screening of documentaries which show exactly how people are being affected by coal mining in South Africa. So yeah, more mainly, and also there are some website like for COSA as well. COSA website, there are more stories, what is the development and what is happening there.
Tomorrow you'll be showing The Bliss of Ignorance. Who made the movie?
Yeah, the movie was made by Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa in partnership with Friends of the Earth International as well.
The documentary is probably about coal mining in South Africa, but could you give a little more insight into the film?
Yeah, the film exactly looks at like the policies of energy in South Africa, because South Africa is also more dependent on coal mining as well, like more than 85% of our electricity come from coal. So it looks at policy of South Africa in regard to coal mining, and also the role of Eskom, our energy supplier in South Africa. They also look at them because like there are some laws that are put in place in South Africa, but most mining companies, they don't follow them. So for example, like Eskom as well. So what Eskom has, what's the role it play in terms of polluting our air as well?
When did it come out, the movie?
It came out last year, July.
Ah, so it's relatively fresh.
Yes, yes, it's still new. Yeah, it was put online last year, July.
You can look it up online.
Yes, you can find it online. Yeah, like on www.theplaceofignorance.net. You can find it there.
And your lecture will be based upon the documentary, or what are you going to
talk about? Lecture will be more with the documentary and also about how German is involved. So there will also be another presentation from Fossil Free. So it's another organization of students from Munster as well. So they are different kind of divestment campaign they have. So also find them in Berlin and Freiburg as well. So what they work on is to enforce like companies who are investing in coal, in fossil fuels, to divest like from these companies as well. So part of the presentation will be about that as well.
Yeah, thank you, Lucky, for being here. Lucky Maisanje war hier bei mir im Studio. Der Vortrag und die Filmvorführung finden morgen am 15. Juni statt und fangen um 18 Uhr an. Im Anschluss wird es eine Diskussionsrunde geben. Weitere Infos findet ihr auf unserer Homepage www.radioherz.de.